OK then, Gary, it's not very often we talk about an away defeat. It all seemed to hinge on 5 minutes in the first half, though.
Yeah, I think it hinged on our whole first half performance. I have to be honest, I thought we were incredibly poor first half. I think that's probably the worst 45 minutes we've had as a team, just in terms of our energy, in terms of our sort of fluidity of anything really that we did. You know, I was really disappointed at half-time and came in and certainly let the players know that. I think it started from the, you know, if you look at a kick-off, we get it. You get a chance to put it into the opponent's half and you know, put them under a little tiny bit of pressure early on, and we go back, we go sideways, we go back, and we end up at Thomas, who's under pressure and ends up not kicking it properly. You know, and I think we caused our own problems. Again, I'm not trying to take anything away from QPR because, you know, I think they fully deserved the win, but they didn't have to work too hard for it, and I think that was the disappointing bit for us. You know, the first one was a very cheap goal. I think Shots gets there in enough time, should deal with it earlier, should just stick it in the stand and doesn't. And then the lad has about five touches in our penalty box and we don't get near him, so which would seem to be very symptomatic of the first half. You know, whenever we did get a chance to break, I thought a couple of times first half we broke and we looked quite dangerous, but we just didn't do it enough. And we didn't defend well enough as a team and show enough energy. I thought there was two big moments in a game, you know, from the officiating point of view. I think before the first goal, Ryan Shotton got absolutely cleared out in the box, just inside the box it was, by the goalkeeper. He certainly didn't get anything on the ball. And the referee ignored it and said that he got the ball cleanly, which was very strange. And then I think that the penalty on Poulter, I think it's debatable. I think Poulter sees Morrow coming in and leans into him and falls over. That's the way it looked to me. I thought it was a very cheap penalty, and if it was a penalty, then why not send Morrow off? You know. So again, I don't understand some of the decisions. But again, listen, that wasn't why we lost the game. But I think it added to the frustration. I think there was some very, very very poor officiating this afternoon. But we've got to be better than that. You know, second half certainly we showed a reaction. We ended up with basically as many attacking players as we could get on the pitch, but still couldn't really find that real bit of quality that I think the next goal would have been crucial, because I think they would have come under a little bit of pressure then.
There was that sense, if you had got one goal, there was the effort from Jack cleared off the line late on, even James Vaughan's header, he maybe should have done better from David Cottrell's free kick.
Yeah, I think I think it was just a little bit of what we were about today. We just didn't quite do it. You know, I think we didn't get on the ball enough first half in the right areas. We didn't threaten the space in behind QPR's back four, which we so often do well, you know, in many of the good attacking performances away from home. And the one thing that we've done in the last six games, having kept five clean sheets, has been very, very solid defensively, and we weren't that either today. So it was a very bad day at the office. I think it was a poor performance. You know, I'm sorry for the fans to have travelled so far in such great voice. And to have, you know, to have gone away with not an awful lot to cheer about. So I just said to the players, listen, you know, we've put ourselves in a fantastic position this season with the hard work and the endeavour and the real drive about us. And today it just looked as though we were quite happy where we are, you know, and that's the frustration that I think we need to push harder, and we need to seize what I think is still a terrific opportunity this season.
Well, it's doubly frustrating today on a weekend where Derby and Sheffield Wednesday have dropped points as well. It was a real chance to close up.
Well, I think we spoke about it before, haven't we, that it starts to get a little bit edgy around this stage of the season, and sometimes that edginess manifests itself in different ways. I can understand if we were a bit edgy on the ball, but what I can't see is, you know, why we don't then go and play with a bit more fight about us in terms of our defensive shape. You know, too many times we QPR came out of tackles with a ball and we didn't quite do our jobs enough. And I think that was a frustrating bit. And then when we did get into good attacking positions, you know, we ended up turning around and going back the other way. So we just didn't exploit the space either. So, like I said, there wasn't an awful lot in the game, but we, you know, that's as poor as we played for 45 minutes. And then second half, as we know, we always show some sort of a response. But I think when you're two goals down and conceded two very poor goals, then it's a big mountain to climb.
And they put Carl Henry pretty much man-marking Diego Fabbrini, and that had an effect as well.
Well, it did. I mean, teams do that, you know, but we've still had plenty of opportunities to, You know, with the ball wide, we've had plenty of opportunities to break into space. You know, we've had plenty of ball second half in their half where we've got to pass the ball a little bit better. And I think sometimes we can put a ball in a box and we still try and pass it. And again, you got sometimes the players have to sense that. You know, we've ended up with two strikers on the pitch and John Terrell just behind them. So we need to put quality balls in the box. When we do, I think Cots puts the best ball of the game in and Vorney perhaps just needs to glance it, gets a little bit too much on it. But so, yeah, listen, on another day, one or two things break, but I don't think we deserved anything out of today's game. And certainly an incredibly frustrating afternoon in many ways.